encourage our Christian brothers and sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort, what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians must submit to government, any government, read your Bible and just leave me alone, or words to that effect. No doubt, some who use this argument are sincere. They are only repeating what they've heard their said spiritual overseers or other religious leaders say. And on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who use this argument are just plain lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. And Romans 13 is their escape from personal responsibility. I suspect this is the much larger group, by the way. Nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Do our Christian friends who use these verses to teach that we should not oppose the said president or any other political representative really believe that civil magistrates have unlimited authority to do anything that they want to without opposition? I doubt they truly believe that. For example, what if our president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of prima nocta? That's the law of first night. That was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with the subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Would our sincere Christian brethren sheepishly say, Romans chapter 13 says we must submit to the government? I think not. And would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? So, there are limits to authority. A father has authority in his home, but does this give him the power to abuse his wife and children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does this give him power to control the private lives of his employees? No. A spiritual overseer has overseer authority in the church, but this does not give him the power to tell his ministers in his church as to how to run their businesses. Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. No man has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. By the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. Observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purpose. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. It has no power or authority to terrorize good works or good people, because God never gave it that authority. And any government that oversteps that divine boundary has no divine authority or protection. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. Civil magistrates have a divine duty to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. They have no authority to execute wrath upon him that doeth good. None, zilch, zero. And anyone who says they do is lying. So even in the midst of
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said,
Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to show you this really quick because, again, America needs to see this. This is the mainstream media doing their best to distract you, keep you distracted, and to censor information that the American people need to know about. And what am I talking about? Has anybody paid attention to the fact that we have all of these illegals attacking the protesters are attacking our people? Here, let me say it that way. Here, if you haven't seen it, I want you to see it really quick. This is what's happening in America today. Well, the American people allow it to happen. Again, you can say, well, Bradley, you're going to go after us again today. Who am I supposed to go after? Who am I supposed to say that they need to take responsibility for what's going on in their country? Check this out. Look at them. Look at how they're mob flashing him. And they're literally, 15 of them, more coming, beating up on this one man in America. In America. In America. Just want to make clear y'all understand what's going on. And as I highlighted yesterday, friends, guess who's responsible for all of this? The said representatives that have enticed them to illegally come into this country. But again, I know most Americans will say, you know, Bradley, we don't have the authority to do that. They're talking out of their ignorance. They're talking out of their fear. They're talking out of their, you know, their willfulness to be overlooking the crimes that are being committed against them, you. It's interesting. A guy by the name of Leonardo da Vinci said, nothing strengthens authority so much as the people's silence. He's exactly right. Let's go over to Arizona just so I can show you what's happening over there in Arizona. Again, these are all the illegals surrounding the government building in Arizona. I have a friend over there that's a senator, by the way, a couple of them, now that I think about it, and a sheriff over there as well. And I'm sure they're probably getting quite concerned as to what's going on. But again, the question lies to the American people. Who's responsible for this sort of behavior happening in their country? These are illegals surrounding the government building in Arizona. Yes, might I add insult to the injury that are taking place and the injuries that are taking place in this country. Somebody just took the time to say that in many cases they're paid provocateurs. Indeed, that's what those government slush funds are for. But might I remind you that they're using your money to pay those provocateurs to attack you in your government buildings, in your homes, on the streets. The crimes that are being committed, friends, against the American people by the illegals is pretty extraordinary, to say the least. And what it, again, the American people to sit back and tolerate this kind of stuff, not creating domestic insurrection. That's not what lawful people do. The rule of force brings war. The rule of law brings peace. And the only way that that's going to happen is when the American people understand what Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 states, that it's their responsibility to repress what's taking place and to stop the illegal invasion that's taking place, as well as putting down these insurrections that are being created by the corrupt in the halls of government in this country today. Folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a bit here, we're going to be covering this because it's important. I'm going to spend probably the whole hour on it starting the first segment. But what we're going to be talking about is there's a new bill in Minnesota. I just talked to one of the representatives this morning. I'd asked him to get on the radio with us and kind of explain to us what this is all about. But it's a new bill that's being proposed to label those who stand against Donald Trump, no joke, and his crimes and the corrupt. They want to label it a mental illness. And here's the kicker. Guess who's proposing the bill? Those that are proposing the bill, friends, just happen to be the good guys. And I'm going to show you, once again, the hypocrisy is taking place here, friends, because they've got plenty to deal with when it comes from a pedophile known as the governor in the state of Minnesota named Tim Walz, and all of his crime they seem to be overlooking. Now, I just wanted to make sure as to the fact that it was, in fact, coming from the said representatives, because I know that many of the times the bills come down, both sides of the aisle, as they call it, unconstitutional though they are. Neither side knows where those were actually extracted from or who contrived them. They're just thrown on the floor. And then what the spin doctors will do will begin to use both sides to play off both sides as they continuously assail the American people. Again, friends, I think people need to understand that it's your said representatives that are weaponizing these said bills against the people that they're supposed to represent. And this is taking place because the American people have been so tolerant and apathetic concerning what is taking place here. And again, it's going to hit home when it hits your front door, and rest assured, it's coming to your front door. And again, you can say, well, Bradley, you're being hard on us again. No, I'm not. I'm not being hard on anybody. I'm being hard on those that are being irresponsible with the freedoms that have been bestowed upon us at the expense of other men's lives. The American people, instead of saying you're being hard on me, you should be ashamed of yourself, and you should take responsibility and understand that you've been obligated by God through commands to stand up against what's going on in this country that's been here for 250 years. And might I remind you as well that it's far too young to die. And I'm just simply reminding the American people, this is happening in our backyard. This is, again, not happening in a third world country. Now, before we get to our first hard break, I do want you to go over and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 10 to 15 articles that are given over unto the people from contributors that are a part of the culture war. Every single day, Tim Brown posts them. And again, folks, these are part of the group of people that are willing to stand in the gap for the rest of the people in fighting against the illegalities and crimes of the corrupt across the country. And you'll find that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, do yourself a favor and go over to none other than sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find both social media platforms there. Right side, Tim Brown Morning Show. Left side, Bradley Dean Today, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. Also wanted to let you know before its news is available, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, and we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Ooh. Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And we will do our best to pick you up. But, folks, we got a lot to cover here, and I need to get to it as soon as we possibly can. I need you to keep an open mind today. I absolutely need you to keep an open mind. And what am I talking about? I need you to think about what is happening in your country, regardless of who you like that's in office, okay? That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I also want to say this before we kick this off. Listen, the last real president you had was John F. Kennedy, okay? So don't sit there and try to delude yourself or deceive yourselves into believing that you voted for any other president up until the point as to where we're at in the present, because you haven't. And furthermore, even to tear it down all the more, there was over 1,300 other presidential candidates that were completely concealed, completely suppressed and censored by the mainstream media, only to deliver up the two options that they wanted to deliver up to you. And of course, it always came down to, you know, you got to pick between the lesser of two evils. Again, I'm here to tell you that is all nonsense. I think people are starting to understand what's going on again. But I think we're in probably the most dangerous times that we have been as a country since we have been a country. country, and I believe it's happening today. When you see people boast of a man and put him up in such a position to equate him as to a savior or to the Christ, you better understand that you're a nil, you're just a jot and a tittle away from judgment being rained down on the American people, because that is exactly where the American people are at today. So let's get into this. Your representatives will not defend the law. This is what we're covering. They will not defend the law. That would mean if they're upholding the law, they need to defend the people. That's the purpose of magnifying the law, right? But let me show you who they will defend. This was just sent to me yesterday. And again, I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? The best way to believe any politician is to merely listen to what they say without judging them by their fruit and the fruit that they bear. Put that up against Matthew 7, 16, and 20. You judge a tree by its fruit. And then it starts talking about you can't, say that you're this and then act like this, because that's not the same. Read it in whole, and if we get time, we'll get to it. I know that we have friends on social media platforms that will actually post these scriptures so you can read them as we're going forward, again, because we have such limited time here again. But what I want you to check out is this, friends. There's a new bill being presented by the said Republicans, the good guys in Minnesota, in defense of Donald Trump. And this is what it said. I want you to listen carefully just to show you how dangerous the times are, friends. It says this. It says, Minnesota Senate Republicans introduced SF-2589, a bill proposing to classify Trump Derangement Syndrome, acronym TDS, as a recognized mental illness. The bill defines TDS as an acute onset of paranoia in otherwise normal persons triggered by reactions to Donald Trump policies and presidency. Okay? Symptoms include intense verbal hostility towards Donald Trump, potential aggression against his supporters. The bill aims to amend Minnesota statutes to include this definition in sections related to mental health services and diagnostics, effectively treating it as a clinically recognizable condition. So what I did, friends, and I sent out two texts last night, and I reached out to the said representatives in the state of Minnesota, and neither one of them responded to me. So I called again this morning. I got a hold of one. And I said, do tell me that what I'm looking at right now concerning this bill that's being contrived and introduced, do tell me that it's not legitimate. Do tell me this is some sort of a joke. Do tell me that you're trying to get a response from the people off of this. And he said, no, the bill is legitimate. And he said, yes, it is being proposed as a provocation. Okay, so now, folks, what I want you to understand as to who these individuals are that represented the bill, okay? The ones that represented the bill, this is what they've overlooked, okay? As they're defending, I want to show you what they're willing to defend first, and then on the other side of that, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you what they have failed to do. Because they, again, like I said during the first segment, they have plenty of work, friends, to do in the state of Minnesota concerning that pedophile that's been planted there by the powers that the American people tolerate from Nebraska to assail the people in the state of Minnesota. They do nothing to him, but they want to defend in defending the law and protecting the people. They do nothing to stand against him. No articles of impeachment, no prosecution, none of that for treasonous acts being committed against the people over and over and over again. But what they will do is they will stand up. And by the way, they all claim to be Christians, at least the ones that I know of. They claim to be Christians, okay? They don't hold to God's law, but they hold to man's law. How many times have we been warned against this by Jesus himself? Mark 7 said the commandments of men make void the commandments of God. But without getting this scrambled, I don't want to add confusion. It's very clear here, and I don't want it to be fuzzy. Let me just start off showing you what these said Republicans are willing to defend by proposing SF-2589. Okay, that's the bill being proposed, rendering it a mental illness if you dare stand up and say anything negative against Donald Trump or show any hostility against his supporters. You ready for this? Okay, so who are they that are willing to stand up and defend Donald Trump? Well, let me show you this. It's the Republicans in the state of Minnesota. Okay. Did you ever take the time, friends, to see the indictments concerning Donald Trump and the businesses that he has been continuously corrupt in his involvements in? It's easy to find. That's all you have to do is go to Wiki and then look up indictments against Donald Trump. They'll pull up. You should hear, you know what? Matter of fact, what I should do is I'll just do it right now so you can see it, lest you should put words into my mouth concerning what I didn't say. And I want you to see the truth of the matter concerning Donald Trump. And I want you to remember this is the locals that are the local said representatives, the good guys sold to the people in the state is the good guys that are defending Donald Trump. This is what they're defending. Okay? I want you to look carefully because it's important that you do. Okay? Just so you know, it's not me saying it. Look at the crimes committed in business. Indictments in New York, indictments in Florida, indictments in Washington, indictments in Georgia. It's amazing how this guy is just above the law. It's just amazing that he's not being held accountable for his crimes against the people. Oh, wait a second. This is what the said Republicans in the state of Minnesota are defending. Now, hang on a second. We're just starting here, folks. Okay. Because they want to make sure, the said Republicans in Minnesota want to make sure that you understand that if you say anything about Donald Trump, they want to render it a mental illness. No joke. Okay? So now I'm going to sexual crimes of Donald Trump. And this has been for decades, by the way. Easy to find. Want you to see it again. Donald Trump sexual misconduct allegations. Okay, I'm just going to scroll real slow so you can understand what the modern day Republicans are defending. But again, they got plenty of work to do here in Minnesota, and yet they fail to deal with the said pedophile governor from Nebraska, but they want to make sure that you understand who they serve. And I'm talking about political idolatry. Acts 12:22. Look at all these women that have been violated by Donald Trump. Some of them could be allegations, okay? But what I want you to catch, friends, it's been 26 different women, including a young 13-year-old girl. By the way, if you want to see the court papers, you can go online and find them. They're relatively easy to find. But both Donald Trump and that of Jeffrey Epstein, if you'd like to see the court papers, go online and you can see them. But she was violated by both men. 13 years old, okay? And I'm just digging this up, folks. These pageantries of his, the contestants, these are the women that have been assailed by Donald Trump in his pageants, okay? And again, friends, I'm still scrolling. And this is what the Republicans are defending, okay? This is the good guys. This is why Jesus said, beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of the corruption in government and the wicked doctrines of the corruption in the church. I'm just highlighting right now, friends, the bill that has been they're trying to introduce to the people of Minnesota that you better not talk out against Trump or show hostility against his supporters, because if you do, it's a mental illness. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSRadio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, 281-845-4704. Folks, I'm just getting started here, but I'm going to take Margie from Minnesota real quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you, my friend?
Oh my gosh, Bradley. I saw this article about 3 days ago on Newsbreak. And I thought, you know, you don't know what to believe nowadays. And I thought, oh my gosh, this can't be true. There was no bill numbers. So I just kind of blew it off. Like you have to do with a lot of their rhetoric.
Yep.
Praise God that you got to the bottom of this, because oh. I'm so blown away by our said representatives. Let's not forget, was it over the holidays they defended the rights of these Satanists to put in a statue in the middle of our capital?
Right. Yep.
I mean,
it goes.
I gave up swearing, Bradley, because I am just blown away by this, and so saddened that I'm even seeing this in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know what's crazy is the people that are willing to just shut it off and act like it's not happening. And this is, again, what goes back to yesterday's show, Margie. People are saying, well, you're being hard on us. No, you're being hard on your next generation that you're failing to protect right now. And you're acting like the very people that you're complaining about by not standing against it and holding them accountable. So, yeah, I know. It's insanity. It really is. But this is what judgment looks like. And you can just see us slowly, day by day, week after week, month after month, we're just slowly being stripped of who we are because we're not willing to fight for our rights, 1 Timothy 6:12. And you're also seeing how they are weaponizing themselves to attack anybody that would attack their position, yet they have failed to forget or understand that they receive all the power that they have through delegation. But if the people don't understand their delegation, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing.
Bradley, I don't think you're hard enough on these people.
Yeah,
if it was me, I probably would have been arrested a long time ago.
Well, we're going to get them on. We're going to get them on the show tomorrow, Margie. I'm going to get one of these guys on the show, okay. And I'm just going to simply ask them the question. Now, I did call one guy, and I had asked him, you know, as I said during the segment, the first segment, is this true? And he said, yes, it was. And I said, okay, so can I get you on the radio then today? He goes, I can't do it today, but I could probably do it tomorrow morning. So I'm waiting for him to get back to me either tonight or tomorrow morning to get him up on the show to answer for this. Now, the one guy that I did see that was the author of this bill, I had reached out to him as well, and he didn't respond to me, and he never does that. So I suspect that he knows exactly what I'm going for right now, but I'll keep knocking on his door too, until he opens it. But we'll get one of these guys on the show to answer for what's going on down there right now, because this is about as hypocritical as it gets, to say the least.
Bradley, should the rest of us call our representatives?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and throw those numbers up online concerning the good guys down there, I'll go ahead and shoot them off during the show. And if people could take the time to call them and say, are you people out of your minds? One of the things that I had said this morning, I'll go ahead and answer off air, Margie. Folks, if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. One of the things that I had said to one of the representatives this morning, I said, you know, it reminds me of what MLK Jr. said back in the 60s. He said black power is as dangerous as white power. Because we're supposed to judge men not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I know that the American people have been sold that the people on the right are the good guys and the people on the left are the bad guys. But again, folks, it's what I continuously reiterate. And it's not tedious for me to remind you that if the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. The right is, folks, the left is the fruit of the right concerning what they have left off. And what I'm highlighting right now, if you're just joining us, is this brand new bill. Again, if you want to call in 281-845-4704, love to hear from you. It's a brand new bill called SF2589. It's proposed by the said Republicans in Minnesota. They call it the Trump derangement syndrome. And basically, if you call Trump out for his crimes or you are hostile towards his supporters, they want to render that a mental illness. Folks, I think it should be enough information for you to understand that they're taking this very lightly. They think this is a game, and it also should show you that they're workers of lawlessness, and it should also show you, friends, in fact, as to who they work for. It's time to remove these clowns in the circus of politics. It's time to impeach them and to prosecute them for their crimes, for leaving their known duty off. They're lowering the law. They're dimming the light by which men perceive their guilt, and they're hoping that nobody catches on to what they're responsible for. It's interesting how they don't condemn the crimes that are in front of them, namely the pedophile Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska, that's been appointed by corruption to be the governor of the state, instead of impeaching him and in prosecuting him. No, what are they doing? They're showing you exactly who they defend. It's not God's word. It is the word of a corrupt man. And that is exactly what I've been highlighting. And I want to continue on here, friends. I've already shown you concerning the corruption in Donald Trump's business affairs. in his indictments. I've already showed you that up on the screen. I've also highlighted the 26 women that have come out against Donald Trump. Sexual misconduct charges. And by the way, many of them have been paid off. It's hush money. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were also indicted. And you can go and see the court papers online for violating a 13-year-old girl. I've also showed you in the past, this is who the Republicans are defending here in Minnesota, by the way. Just want to make clear. Do you remember the video of Donald Trump along with Rudy Giuliani? You know, America's mayor, dressed up as a woman. Do you remember the video I showed you where he's Donald Trump's putting his face in Giuliani's fake breasts during a gay pride parade? The one that's been sold to you as a Christian, Americans? Nothing could be further from the truth. It's interesting that Donald Trump is also the one. I've showed you these videos several times. I've showed you not only the videos, but the articles where they came out and highlighted the fact it's easy to find Donald Trump promoting drag queens and said transgenders in his pageants. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Folks, this is the fruit of the devil and his minions. This isn't the fruit of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about John 8:44, John 10:10. Also put that up as a positive concerning those that bear fruit to Christ and the glory to Christ. And the glory of Christ is in John 15:8. Going on, Donald Trump, as you well know, go ahead, cross-check everything I'm telling you right now, friends. This is who the Republicans are defending in Minnesota. Going so far is to want to call you mentally ill. If you dare call him out for his crimes, or if you dare commit the act of being hostile towards his supporters, no joke. This is the bill that I'm talking about right now. Folks, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because of this, because of what you tolerate once again. Do you remember Donald Trump tweeted that he was the gayest president in American history? Easy to find. It's right online. This is the same Donald Trump who told the American people that it would be so easy to eradicate the national deficit, raised it, but in fact, he raised it by $8.4 trillion before leaving office. Oh my goodness. Folks, you understand what you tolerate is going to fall back on you if it violates God's moral law. Read Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Read Proverbs 19, 9. A false witness shall not go unpunished, nor will those that try to justify his sin. Right? Sinners never prosper, friends. They never prosper. Nope, because the Lord will not leave himself without witness against those sinners. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he'll be a swift witness against them. Right? And that's exactly what's happening, and that's what we're highlighting right now. And this is the reason Americans need to repent. Going forward, friends, this is the same Donald Trump the Republicans in Minnesota are defending that tripled his support for Muslims, tripled his support for Muslims within the United States. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. Remember how he was telling you he's going to put up a wall? But at the same time, did you know that, in fact, what he was doing is tripling support with your dollars concerning the Muslims that were coming from the Middle East that want to conquer you? You don't believe that? Folks, again, we've showed you these articles 100 times. JudicialWatch.org, Tom Fitton's organization, had the intestinal fortitude to come out and warn the American people as to who they were supporting. This was his first time around. This is the same Donald Trump who handed American students over to the United States. First, the parents dropped them off at the schools to be raised up by their sworn enemies, who all the while knew that the children, their children, were being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment. But this is the same Donald Trump who told you that he wanted to basically eradicate the education system, but simultaneously what he was doing, he was in fact handing the students over to the United Nations agenda under his said Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who's hated in the state of Michigan. Read Hosea 4:6, okay? Just want to make clear you all understand what's going on here. This is the same Donald Trump who called himself the most pro-life president in American history while simultaneously increasing taxpayer dollars to the murderous organization called Planned Parenthood. Read 2 Kings 24, verse 4, concerning all of you apathetic and all of you that think your prayers are going to appease a just and a holy God, concerning the 80 million babies that have been illegally murdered because you believe that the government had the right to go ahead and murder children in this country. The Lord says he will not pardon it. Think about that when you can pray all that you want to, friends. That's why it's raining judgment on this country. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And 86% of the professors apparently don't hold the same spirit that hates what he hates and loves what he loves. 281-845-4704. We're talking about the Republicans trying to pass a bill that defends Donald Trump concerning his crimes against the people in the United States of America by calling it a mental illness. No joke. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just want to address, I want to go ahead and address a newcomer here. And, hey, Sean, if you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Corruption does what corruption does because 345 million people in this country tolerates corruption and the corrupt. That's why it happens. Love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Love to hear your thoughts. Let's go ahead and take Stacy. Stacy, I still got to knock some more things off here and really PowerPoint the message for the day. So please make your comment short if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Well, they don't have the right to do this.
Right.
Free speech. And the guy doesn't deserve any protection. That's how it works in this country. So
that's right. Hey, you know what? Love hearing from you, Stacy. Just trying to make the most of it. If you're watching me on social media platforms right now, Stacy, look to the right. We have a professor, John Mearsheimer, on Judging Freedom, March 13th, 2025. He said the single greatest threat to freedom of speech in the United States right now, at this point in time, is Israel and its supporters here in the United States. The American people, especially the evangelicals, are not paying attention. They're not doing their own due diligence. They're just following the lead of the man that I'm showing you and exposing the fruit that he bears. And Americans, you're breaking up really bad. Say it again. Yeah, you're breaking up really bad there. I don't know what's going on there. Waiting for another caller to come up here. Let me keep going on here, friends. Right now in the state of Minnesota, they're actually trying to create a bill. The said good guys, the Republicans, are trying to create a bill to shut your mouth against Donald Trump and to stop all hostilities against his supporters. Okay? I need to keep going on here. I'll take that call. Sean, here, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'll take you real quick. Sean, your thoughts. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Hello, friend. Thank you for having me.
Of course. That's awesome.
I appreciate your time.
Of course.
Hey, what would you recommend for somebody like me that has been woken up to the truth? I was saved in 2017.
Amen.
I still want to make a difference, right?
Yep.
And in our world is so impossible to do so without, you know, a tremendous amount of money or a tremendous following online, which I have no interest in either of those. So What would you recommend? I mean, I'm raising my family with Christian values and that's it? And everything else just happens?
No. Well, I mean, that's where it starts, right? You know, if you look at the apostles, they couldn't do what they did on a worldwide reach until they first did it in their own circuit, because that's how Jesus taught us, right? He first did it in his own backyard. It first starts with the family, then it goes to the community, and then it goes to the city, and then it goes to the state. As for me and my house, what I have done is when the Lord converted me, and I seen the fruit of that, and it was pretty awesome, and I'm talking about 2 Corinthians 7:10-11 and Titus 3:5, I noticed that he started driving me a direction to actually be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem, Isaiah 58:12. And every time I see, let's just cut to the chase, every time I see what I see, and this is brought to my ears and my eyes, I directly go to the people that need to be set straight, or at least do my best to set them straight. And if they don't want to listen, then I'll bring it to the people and I'll let the people know exactly what's going on and how we need to hold them accountable. Furthermore, Sean, and this will be my last point, we have provision in the U.S. Constitution for the smallest of misdemeanors. If a said representative, I don't care what branch of government, legislative, judiciary, executive, all the way down to the local level, they swore to uphold the Constitution with their hand in the Bible, to uphold the laws, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1, right? We have provision in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 4, that tells us for the smallest of misdemeanors, we're to hold them accountable, regardless of who it is. The Supreme Court, they're all accountable to we the people, because we're, obviously, we receive our rights from God, and those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, they receive that delegated authority from we the people to do it. Now they're attacking the people because the people don't realize that we the people in this country are the law. Not only are we supposed to impeach them, Sean, but we're also supposed to prosecute them after they're impeached, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So we have all the provision that we need, my friend. We just need to get busy and we need to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God, just like John Quincy Adams rightly said.
Amen. And, you know, I'll do my part as just a small town guy with a small family and not a bunch of money. But, you know, I will try, you know, in praying for people and just yeah, I mean, what else can, I mean, everything sounds good and we can talk about it until we're blue in the face, but to me, from the outside looking in, it seems impossible.
Right.
Anybody that's going to listen to me, anybody's going to take anything that we have to say seriously, they're in control of virtually everything. Well, in their fake control. We all know God's in control, but they believe that they're in control.
Yep.
And what can we do? It's so disheartening. It really is.
I can tell you right now, the mainstream media wants you to believe that there's nothing you can do about what's going on here. Sean, if I can suggest this, my friend, you are a lot stronger than you may think. You are a lot more important than you may know in the sense of bringing about change. But if you look at the history of nations, it's always hinged on the one or the two, in many cases, that were obedient to the Lord in taking it to the enemy. And if we know anything about our history, it's just that. I mean, live your life in such a way, Sean, where the enemy's afraid of how you live your life rather than you worrying about how, you know, or what they're going to do next. Because the American people have been conditioned to sit back and wait for what they're going to do next and how they're going to assail them next. And you see it all over conservative television and radio all day long. And the reason that is because they don't understand as to how this country was established. And until they understand that and do their own due diligence, nothing's going to change. But let me tell you from a first-hand experience, from a bird's eye view, their cruelties swell in our ranks, my friend. They are. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. And when you look at Exodus 1, remember Pharaoh came in, he didn't know Joseph. And the more that that corrupt king afflicted the children of Israel, which is the Israel of God, us, isn't it interesting?
Right.
The more they multiplied. And that is what, in fact, is happening. That's the information that they don't want you to have. And furthermore, Sean, I also eyed you out online, my friend, and I just picked you out and I asked you to call me in, and you did so. And there's your impact. We're broadcasting into 160 cities. Don't feel like you cannot do anything concerning what's going on in this country, because you, my friend, can do everything. With you and God, you're always in the majority, said John Knox. And he was absolutely correct.
I'll tell you what, man, I appreciate that and need that little bit of lift up and support, because sometimes it gets pretty dark out here.
It does.
And I get to watch everybody, and I just get to see the suffering, and I get to see the wasted life. And for somebody like me, like, I wish I didn't care, but I do care, and it just tears your heart out, and it really makes it difficult to find even the smallest things in life enjoyable anymore.
Amen.
When you know the truth behind it all.
Yep, I totally agree.
Like, who am I to sit here and when my neighbors around me are all literally dying.
Yep. Yep. I'm with you. Hey, stay tuned and hopefully we'll hear from you again. I got about 2 minutes and I got a PowerPoint to show. Thank you for the call, Sean. I mean it.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep. You got it. Okay, folks. So let's do this really quick. So I'm talking about a bill that the Republicans in the state of Minnesota are trying to pass, protecting Donald Trump. So you don't expose him for all of his crimes. They call themselves Christians. Apparently, they failed to read God's moral law in Romans 3:20, where it says, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." Also, Romans 7:7. Go ahead and read that. Somehow or another, they want to conceal that. The question is why do they want to conceal that? The reason they want to conceal that, there's no other reason as to why they would want to conceal that other than the fact that they themselves are guilty of it. Now, the question is how come the said Republicans in this state haven't taken the time to impeach or draw up the articles of impeachment against none other than a pedophile? And they know he's a pedophile. He's a crook, and he's not there by the people's vote. We all know that. And I'm talking about Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska, and he's known concerning the crimes that I just highlighted. This same Tim Walz is the one that attacked small businesses, created thousands of policies that are unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, they were created to undermine the Constitution, to force people into their homes, to shut down school graduations, committed treason by inviting illegals into this state, and signed onto a bill that kidnaps children and brings them across state lines, and all the while with a little boy who was dressed as a little girl standing next to him. Folks, let me remind you of something. These are felonious crimes, and the list goes on with this criminal called the governor and the attorney general in the state of Minnesota, and yet these said representatives want to protect Donald Trump? Are you guys starting to get me? Are you starting to feel what I'm conveying to you? Hey, folks, they should be impeaching Tim Walz and prosecuting Tim Walz, not defending Donald Trump and his crimes against the people in the United States or his supporters. Folks, you can't make this up. You literally cannot make this up. So, hence, we come with the conclusion. Who are these said self-proclaimed good guys that don't know the word of God, that put their hand on the Bible and swore to uphold the laws found in the Constitution? Doesn't this explain to you why Jesus said, beware of the leaving of the Herodians, the wicked doctrines of these people? I'll tell you what, folks, it's amazing to me when I talk to some of these guys and how flippant they are with the crimes that are being committed against the people. And when I see that, I will tell these said representatives, you, in fact, are endangering the lives of your constituents that put you there to magnify the laws against the criminals that are committing the crimes against them. You're overlooking your obligations. And you know what it really comes down to? Them creating a God that looks just like them. That's what it comes down to. The Lord's going to have none of it. The Lord said in Psalm 50, verse 21, he said, these things you have done and I have kept silent. You thought, the Lord says to the corrupt, you thought that I was altogether just like you. But the Lord says, I will rebuke you and consider this, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. So while they're sitting back playing games with the laws that have been magnified throughout history against tyranny in the natural and in the spiritual, do understand what you're dealing with, friends. Do understand that it now has to fall to the people in this country to hold their said representatives accountable. These are the people that are failing to deal with the tyrant that calls himself the governor in this state. The reason they're trying to defend Donald Trump is because they don't want you to see what they've left off. And it's this reoccurring thing, not just in the state of Minnesota, but throughout the United States of America. The good guys, the ones that have been sold to you as the good guys, they have no idea what they're doing there. They just think it's some sort of lucrative business. They get into office, they sell out the people, they become millionaires. And then what happens after that? Because the people sit and do nothing. They only embolden the one that comes behind them to do it again and again and again. I'm here to tell you, just like Stacy said, they don't have a right to transgress law. That's not what they're there for. And until the people in this country shut their television off, that, folks, the whole purpose they're there is to polarize, to demonize, to belittle the American people. They want the people to believe, just like our friend Sean, that just got done telling you from Delaware or Virginia, one of the two, I'm sorry, who told you that I feel like I'm alone in this. This is exactly what they mean to do. They want you to feel isolated. They want you to feel like there's nothing that you can do. I want to say this and I want to propose this. I would ask the question, if you feel that way, what is it that you're feeding on besides the mainstream media that is the one feeding you to feel in such an inferior matter? Or manner, forgive me. Shut the television off. The Lord told you to do that a long time ago. James 4, 4, 2 Corinthians 6, starting verse 14. Go to the end of the chapter. Go to Romans 12, 2 as well. Read the Word of God. Feed on the Word of God. And the Bible tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Is it true? Absolutely. You're made to be more than a conqueror through him who loved you. Is it true? Absolutely. Romans 8:37. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. Is it true? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to end with this. It's the same a little analogy that I've given to you in the past, friends. If you've got two dogs in a ring and they're to feed, and they're to fight to the death, which one of those dogs is going to win the fight? The one that you feed the most. The one that you feed the most. And let me say this to Sean in ending here, my friends. Don't ever forget this. Live your life where they're worried about how you live your life. That's how you need to live your life. You fear God. You don't fear man. When you look at the patriarchs of the faith from Genesis to Revelation, you are looking at a bunch of men that feared God. And they won the day, regardless of what their end was, because in many cases, if they were martyred, they were just they were promoted to heaven much quicker than their natural life would in its expiration. Hey, folks, nobody controls you that you don't allow to control you. Stand up, kick them off your back. And that's the truth of the matter, and that's what Christians do as they bear their cross and live by the power of God unto salvation as witnesses of the resurrection. Not doom and gloomers. Again, as I said, our job is to live our lives, folks, in a sense where we are a reproach to all of those that would live in a carnal sense, okay? I want to say this too. You need to understand that there is no nice way to tell a sinful world to repent of their sins. Martin Luther was right when he said this, and I want you to listen to this carefully. He said, this is the table talk of Martin Luther, the reformer from the 1500s. He said, the gospel cannot be truly preached without offense and tumult. He's also responsible for saying, live your life in such a fashion and preach in such a fashion that the sinner either hates you or they hate the sin and they repent for their sin. Mark 3:2, Mark 1:15, Acts 2:38, Acts 20 verse 21. The list goes on. Hey folks, love you by what we do. Hopefully we're going to have one of these said representatives on the show tomorrow so we can ask them what exactly this is all about. And I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to highlight them and then I'm going to ask them what the said representatives, the good guys in Minnesota, what is it that they're trying to defend? Have you thought this through? No, apparently not. I'll tell you, it stops when the people put a stop to it. And until the people do that, it's not going to stop. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.